Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Hello and welcome once again to the Gary Zimak Show. I'm Gary Zimak. I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes. Today on the program, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the second week of Advent. It's kind of hard to believe, unlike Lent, Advent just flies by, doesn't it? Kind of hard to believe that we're already at the second Sunday of Advent. Last week, we were reminded that we need to stay awake, we need to get ready, we need to get busy. And I think one of the reasons is because Advent moves so quickly. So today, we're going to get back on track and make sure that we're heading in the right direction. Of course, during Advent, what do we want to do? We want to continue each day. And you know, I think it is important that we take it one day at a time, each day, to continue to grow closer to Jesus, to welcome Him more fully into our lives, little by little, day by day, so that on Christmas Day, on December 25th, we're fully prepared to welcome Him fully into our lives. And you know, that's not something we want to do once in a lifetime. That's something we want to do once a year during Advent. And you know, Lent's the same type of thing. We want to make some preparations during the Lenten season so we grow closer to Christ. But each year we do this, we want to get even closer to Him. So it's an ongoing process. And to be honest with you, it's really a daily thing we do. But the church gives us these seasons, these times of preparation, such as Advent and such as Lent, so that we can really have a beginning and an end, and we can get busy. So we're going to do that today. We're going to look at these readings. And once again, we've got some killer readings on the program, so we will look at them, we'll read them, and I'll give you some advice on how you can apply the Lord's words to your life. So we're going to get started in just a few minutes. The first thing I want to do, like I do every week on the program, is I want to pray. I want to just us to take to pause for a minute and place ourselves into the presence of Almighty God. Now, you know, when I say that, it doesn't mean like we have to call Him up and He has to appear. He's there. Almighty God is with us wherever we go. He sees us. He sees all of our circumstances. He sees our situation. So wherever we go, the Lord really, truly is with us in a spiritual sense. And as Catholics, of course, we're also blessed to have that real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. I mean, that's an incredible blessing. But don't get so focused on that real presence of Jesus, that you lose sight of the spiritual presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit wherever you are. So He's with you wherever you go. When you wake up in the middle of the night, Jesus, the Father, the Spirit, they're with you, and you can talk to them. So let's keep that in mind. Let's place ourselves. Let's recognize that we are in the presence of our Heavenly Father. And I would invite you to just sit back and join me as we turn to Him in prayer. Okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Loving Father in heaven, You are all powerful. You have created everything out of nothing. Father, You are all knowing. There's nothing, no problem, no situation, no difficulty, no challenge that is too great for You. You know all things, Father. You're all present. You're all loving. You're all knowing. And we turn to You today with thankful hearts. We just got done Thanksgiving not too long ago, but Father, it's always a good time to thank You, to thank You for loving us into existence, to thank You for Your constant provision for us. So many times we overlook the way You provide for us. Father, we thank You for that. We thank You for caring for us, for always being with us no matter where we are. We thank You, Father, for the gift of Jesus Christ, Your Son. We thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Father in heaven, we turn to You today and ask You to help us as we continue this journey through Advent. We really want to be ready. Father, we really want to be able to welcome Jesus more fully into our lives. And we know that when we do that, he'll lead us closer to you. So we're going to ask for your help. I specifically, Father in heaven, ask you to help me today on the program. Send your Holy Spirit to come alive in me so that I can speak your message. And please open all of our minds and our hearts so that we can hear and respond to the Spirit speaking through me on this program. Father, I ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much, not only for joining me on the program today, but for praying with me. I really want to just send a quick and sincere thank you to those who have written me recently. I mean, I'm getting so many good comments about this program. It really does my heart good to know that my effort on this show, and it's all due to the grace of God. I mean, I really feel strongly that I want to share the good news, and I can't do it myself. I really can't. I just can't do it without the power and the grace that the Lord gives me. So I'm grateful to him, but I'm grateful to you for the emails, for letting me know that this show is making a difference in your life. I'm grateful for all of your donations, because that's the way I sustain this full-time ministry that I have. I provide for my family, really through your generosity, my speaking work and some of the books that I write. But your generosity through donations is very, very much appreciated. And I just want to make sure that you know that, how much that means to me. I want to also direct you to the website followingthetruth.com. That's my website. You can find out more about my ministry. You can invite me to your parish to speak. Right now on followingthetruth.com, you can check out my schedule for the Lenten seasons. It's pretty busy, but I still have some openings. I'd be happy to give up worry for Lent talk at your parish or your conference. You'll be able to squeeze me in. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. You can also make a donation there. And by the way, now that we're coming up close to Christmas, if you're a coffee drinker, you can get some of the best coffee that you have ever had. Mystic Monk Coffee. You'll see a banner on followingthetruth.com, my website. When you order coffee through that, you're not only supporting these monks who live in Wyoming, they're great monks, good men, and they brew some amazing coffee, but you're also supporting my ministry. So if you would kindly think about doing that as well, followingthetruth.com, check out the link to Mystic Monk Coffee from the website. All right, let's get down to business. You ready to get started? We're going to talk about, these mass readings for the second Sunday of Advent. Hard to believe that we're halfway through, but I mean, literally, that's the way it works. But let's look at these readings. And again, as I do each week on the program, we'll start with the gospel. The message today is that the kingdom of heaven is here. You know, last week the message was, get ready, the Lord is coming. Well, there's things that we can do. The kingdom is here. Jesus came 2,000 years ago, and he launched the kingdom of heaven on earth. And basically, it's made, that invitation is made to each of us by Jesus when he says, follow me. So every day, that invitation comes at us again. Jesus is saying, follow me. Follow me today. How do we do that? We do that by following him, by saying, yes, Jesus, lead me. Send your Holy Spirit to guide me through this day. And then going out there and doing whatever it is that we do and looking for the opportunities to follow the Lord. For some of us, it doesn't even involve leaving your house. You know, you don't have to have some kind of a really, really important job in order to follow Jesus and do his work. You could be at home and doing that. Every one of us has different circumstances in life, but through prayer and through our actions and through our words, we can really follow Jesus and spread his good news to those who are in our lives. And again, that's going to be different for everyone. But the kingdom of heaven is here. Now it's time for us to get busy. That's the message on this second Sunday of Advent. There's something that we can do today to draw closer to Jesus. And again, every day during the Advent season, we want to do something. We want to do something that's going to be different for each one of us. But we want to do something to turn away from this sin in our lives, and we all have it. We don't like to admit it, but we all have some form of sin where we choose what feels good over the Lord and turn closer to Him. Every day during Advent, this is what we're called to do. The gospel today comes from Matthew chapter 3. Verses 1 through 12, and we're going to be hearing from our good friend John the Baptist. And here's what Matthew tells us in the gospel. John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." There's a lot going on in this reading, but I think the main message, the thing we want to take away from this gospel, is that we want to make sure we do something. Certainly the Lord, he wants us to follow him. He wants to give us peace. But we don't want to get so focused on what we can get from Jesus, having a relationship with Jesus in our life, that we lose sight of the fact that he also expects us to do something. And it really starts during this Advent season by turning away from the attachments, those things that do us no good. And we all have them. We all claim to... none of us would claim to follow idols or to worship idols, but we all have these idols in our lives, the idol of comfort, the idol of money, the idol of success, the idol of who knows what it is, possessions, wealth. We all have this tendency to focus on something more than we do on Jesus. It's easy to focus on material things at the expense of spiritual things. And this is what we should work on during Advent. What can I do? What can I get rid of in my life so that, as John the Baptist has said, he can increase and I can decrease? That's the goal. That's the goal that should be the goal of our lives. And that's what John understood. John was saying to his followers, "Look, I'm not the guy. I'm not the Messiah." John knew his place. John said, "My goal, my job in life is to prepare you for him, to get ready, to help you get ready to welcome him." And in a sense, really, that's what I'm doing on this program. And with all of my work, I'm trying to draw you closer to Jesus. I'm not the guy. And I'm sure I don't need to tell you that. But my job here is just to call your attention to Jesus and to let you know that he wants to be a part of your life. And if you know anything about the work that I do, I speak a lot about breaking free from worry and finding hope in the midst of what often appears to be a hopeless world. There is hope, and there is freedom from anxiety. The Lord wants us to be at peace. My goal in life is to help you realize that Christ is the answer. He's the guy that you want to latch on to. You want to turn to Christ every day to give you that freedom from anxiety and to give you that hope you're looking for, because with him, all things are possible. And that's what John the Baptist does, and that's what we're called to do during Advent. What can we do to, as John says, repent, to turn away from those things that are keeping us grounded and keeping us focused on earthly things that aren't going to do us any good in the long run. What can we do to break away from those things and move more closely to Jesus today? Well, we could start every morning or every evening or sometime during the day by spending a little time in prayer, spending a little time reading scripture, maybe making it to an extra daily mass in addition to your Sunday obligation each week, maybe going to confession. What can we do to repent? Sooner or later, we've got to make a break from those things that are keeping us away from Jesus. And there's plenty of things that are doing that. Is it pride? Is it fear of failure? Is it the fear of giving up your material possessions? Is it the fear of maybe having to give up some money that makes you feel secure? We find our security in a lot of things, but God wants us to put our security, all of our trust in Him. And that's why Jesus came to this earth. So in order to fully prepare for Him, we've got to assess our life. We've got to look at the things that might be keeping us away from Him. That's what John the Baptist is doing today. He's getting our attention, saying, all right, it's time. It's time. Last week, you remember, we talked about the fact that it was time to get ready, to stay awake, to make sure that we are prepared. Well, today, it's time to do something. John is saying, repent. Break away from these things. Break away from the things that are holding you back and move closer to the Lord. Let's look at the first reading today. It's Isaiah chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice, and decide aright for the land's afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all of my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. On that day the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. Now, all of these things that we just heard about, they were prophesied by Isaiah. He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about the kingdom of God on earth. He's talking about the long-awaited Messiah. You know, for us, we've got to go back in time to think about the coming of Jesus, the Messiah. But when these prophecies originally were written, when Isaiah was writing, the coming of Jesus was in the future, but for us it's in the past. It's kind of confusing. But as I mentioned on last week's program, what we want to do, we want to, of course, think about, yes, God so loved the world that he sent his son to be born and to suffer and die for us, to really to become man, to lower himself enough to become man for our sake. We do want to look at that, and we also want to look at the second coming of the Lord in glory. Jesus will be coming back at the end of the world. But today we want to focus this Advent season, we want to focus on him coming into our present circumstances. He wants to get involved in our lives, and that's something we often neglect, you know. And I think when we do that, we look at the first or the second coming of the Lord, we sometimes forget the fact that Jesus is here right now. This kingdom, as the gospel reminded us, this kingdom of God is here now. And Jesus wants to be involved in your life right now. And in order to invite him in and let him work in your life, though, you've got to make room for him. And that's what we're doing during the Advent season. Now, let's look at the responsorial psalm. Psalm 72, justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity on the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. May his name be blessed forever. As long as the sun, his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness. As I read this psalm, a couple things really stood out to me. He shall have pity on the lowly and the poor. He shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. That's us. We're the poor. We need that help. We need Jesus Christ in our lives right now. Amen? Right? I mean, we need him. He is waiting for us to cry out. How do we cry out? Let's go back to that gospel. Repent. John the Baptist tells us, repent. Get rid of the junk. Get rid of the junk that we're hanging on to. We're looking for relief in really all the wrong places. This happens so many times. We're looking for relief by buying things, by overuse of alcohol or drugs or mindless TV, whatever it is. We have to make sure that we're seeking the Lord each day. That's the only way you're going to find lasting peace in life. That's the only way your life is going to have meaning. But that's not the message you'll hear in the world. The world tells us that you just got to get rid of all your problems. You have to distract yourself. You owe it to yourself to do this. No, but the gospel and the message of Scripture in general is telling us peace and happiness, that lies in a relationship with the Lord Jesus, and that's what we're trying to do during Advent. You and I, we're poor. We need his help. We need him in our lives. Are we willing to do what it takes one day at a time to make that happen? And as I said earlier, this is going to be different for each one of us, but every one of us should be doing something to prepare the way of the Lord. What are you doing? He can't find his way into your life. He can't work in your life, even though he wants to, unless you make room for him. He's not going to force himself. It seems crazy, doesn't it, that he wouldn't force himself into our lives, because he knows that we need him. But that, because of free will, he won't operate that way. So let's make that effort this Advent to really make some room for the Lord, to make some room for him and tell him that you want him to work in your life. The second reading today is from Romans chapter 15, beginning in verse 4. Here's what St. Paul had to say. Brothers and sisters, whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another then, as Christ welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises to the patriarchs, but so that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. What's the point of all this talk? The point is that Jesus is the Savior of not only the Jewish individuals, but the Gentiles as well. He is everyone's Savior. But remember, this was a gradual process. God first revealed himself to the Jews. But the prophecy was that at the point in time, when it was chosen, in other words, at the right point in time, the Messiah would come to save not just the Jews, but the Gentiles as well. So I am grateful for that. As somebody who is not of the Jewish nationality, I am grateful that Jesus came for me too. He came for the Gentiles as well. So remember, this was a gradual process. Originally, God and Jesus came, God spoke to the Israelites, and then when Jesus came, his first mission was to share the good news with the Jews. But then he expanded it, and St. Paul is really the guy that did the bulk of the work. He became the apostle to the Gentiles, and he was a really unlikely person to be chosen by the Lord to spread the message to the Gentiles. So in wrapping all of this up today, I think, how do we look at this? We're at the second Sunday of Advent, the second week of Advent. We only got four of them, and you know as well as I do, as we prepare for Christmas, as Christmas gets closer, what happens? We're going to get busier and busier. Let's make that commitment today to make that time, to make that time each day, to spend a little time each day preparing to welcome Jesus. How do you do that? You ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Say, Holy Spirit, guide me. Help me to prepare. Let me know what I should do. But it's not going to happen unless you make that commitment to spend some time each day. So why don't you do that? Whatever works best for you. Morning worked good for me, but maybe evening works better for you. Maybe there's a time during the day. But just don't let a day go by without doing something to prepare for Jesus. And there's a lot of good material out there, either online or maybe get a book of devotional material every day that you can do something to prepare for Advent. If you have questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I want you to know it's still not too late, even though we're well into Advent, and again, it goes really fast, but it's not too late. It's not too late. If you start today, that's fine. So let me know if I can be of service, if there's anything I can do for you. Know that I'm praying for you, and please pray for me as well. I really could use it. Again, I want to turn your attention to my website, followingthetruth.com. I really need your help. If you're able to give to send a donation my way or maybe purchase some Mystic Monk coffee from through my website, followingthetruth.com, that helps me to do what I'm doing. I really want to keep doing what I'm doing, but every now and then, the finances get a little tight. I mean, actually, it's more than every now and then. It's all the time, so you could really help me out by doing that. Followingthetruth.com. You can contact me through the website as well. You can check out my books. Somebody on your Christmas list might benefit from one of my 7 books. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. All right. So again, thank you so much for hanging out with me on the Gary Zimek Show. It's a great pleasure to join you each week. And I'm so grateful to the many Catholic radio stations who are carrying this program, as well as the podcast services. So however you listen to it, I am just grateful to have you as a listener. And if you would help me also by letting somebody know about the program, because not everybody knows that we do this program each week. And so if you could help me by spreading the good news, that would be very much appreciated. All right, so I'm getting ready to get on out of here. Again, if you have any questions, contact me through followingthetruth.com. Until we meet again, here's what I want you to remember as we continue our Advent journey together. I want to remind you that wherever you go, and I really mean this, and whatever you do, be strong and courageous. That's what the Bible tells us. And why? Because this, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So therefore, you don't have to be afraid of anything. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimek saying thank you for listening. I'll catch you next time. God bless.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.